The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
I like your red shirt.
Thank you very much.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff.
Iced out.
Yeah, it's a rainy morning and your car was frozen.
It was so frozen.
Yeah.
So frozen.
It was an ice cube. Did you have to chop everything off?
I couldn't. Yeah. I had to let the car warm up before I could even do that.
Really?
Yeah, that's how good it was.
Yeah, so I bet everybody can guess it's still winter.
It'll be for a little while.
It is. And we'll have this show air...
This Thursday?
This Thursday. So we can tell you that Christmas has passed. I hope everyone had a wonderful time. And
we're getting ready for New Year's.
Getting ready for New Year's. And
I promise not to.
I don't do it.
No.
Do you?
Not anymore.
Nope. Don't do it because it doesn't work. You break it. So
it doesn't take very long either.
No. And I know that I think the gym memberships skyrocket.
Really?
New Year's, because the New Year's resolution.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get in great shape, et cetera, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
2 weeks into it?
Yeah, yeah. So we are Stuff, and we are WTBR 89.7 FM. Well, we aren't that. We are part of it. That's our station.
Yeah.
Did we just get turned on?
We've been on.
Okay.
You got
a panicked look.
Oh, I looked at the timer.
Oh.
Make sure that the timer is on.
Oh, good. The timer
because
must be on.
I'm not real good with that.
Alrighty then. Have you in the past gone out for New Year's?
Never.
So today must be New Year's is. So it'll be New Year's Day.
When
everybody hears this. So it'll be Thursday.
Okay.
New Year's Day.
Sorry.
So people will be hungover, maybe. So maybe.
Living, having a feeling, having a good time.
Those people who are up having a cool breakfast and stuff are listening. So did you ever party?
No.
Ever? You never partied
for
on
New Year's? My grandfather died that day.
Oh, so
we don't
New Year's
celebrate.
Eve or New Year's Day?
Day. So
day.
We don't celebrate.
Yeah.
Hate to be a downer.
I'm sorry
for
about
folks.
That. Yeah. I wasn't ever a partier. I did go a few times to people's homes. You know, just.
Did they ask you to?
Yes. But it was never a big deal. I went to one big party one time up in North Adams at this, I don't know, it was like a VFW hall or an American Legion hall or some kind of a big hall.
Uh-huh.
And it seemed like there were hundreds of people there, and you got in line for the buffet and lots of people, and I didn't like it.
Too much?
Yeah. And it wasn't intimate because I didn't know most of the people and I don't drink. And so...
So you couldn't slobber over anyone?
No. I mean, I drank back then, but I never got... I mean, maybe I had one drink or something, but it was just very... I don't like it.
Oh.
So we pretty much stay home. And
home is a nice place to be.
Yeah. Get some snacks or something. I know the Chinese restaurants get very busy.
Especially around Christmas, yeah.
And New Year's, yes. Lots of takeout. Here we go again, talking about food.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
My quote today.
Yes.
If two, a man who has committed a mistake doesn't correct it is committing another mistake.
Oh, I like that.
I like that one too. I like that one a lot. And this one, Napoleon Hill said, if you can't yet do great things, do small things in a great way.
Huh.
If you can't yet do great things, do small things in a great way. I love that.
That makes you think.
I would have that tattooed on me if I had a tattoo.
Where would you put the tattoo?
Probably on my arm somewhere.
Oh.
So I could read it.
Okay.
Because that's really good. If you can't do great things, do small things in a great way. And I think that's
other
really
people will
good.
Think it's the greatest thing you've ever done.
Yeah, I think it's really good. So think about that in the new year. Have a tattooed on your arm or not.
True or false, pigs can fly if they get enough belly laughs.
Come on.
No, that's not a real one. All right, squirrels run secret nut banks using acorns as currency.
Wait a minute.
Both of those, unfortunately, are false. All right.
All right.
Number one.
Yes.
The Great Barrier Reef is the largest living structure on Earth. Number two, the Sahara is the largest desert on Earth. Question three, the chemical symbol for gold, AU, is derived from the Latin word for shining.
Wow, these are challenging.
Okay.
I think they are. I think I know one of them, whether it's true or false, but I like the challenging ones.
Good.
And I liked your riddles that you did.
Good.
At one time. So I
Thank
hope you.
You
bring those back.
Okay.
That will be good. Can I talk about what I gave you this morning?
Yes, go ahead.
So Bev, as you all know, and if you don't know, she's a vegetarian. And we had a discussion a few, back and on another show. We've talked about it before, but we had a discussion about bacon. And from what I remember, Bev liked bacon at one time in her life.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yes. So we talked about how to get her some bacon. And I can't believe it. I found bacon lip chapstick. And I got her some bacon chapstick, which she has now just opened and is applying. Smells like bacon. Does it?
A little.
All right. Okay.
Now, this isn't made of anything real, is it? It's all fake.
I don't know. Is there a little paper in there?
No.
Is there a little paper in the bag?
Yeah.
What is this? Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, gosh. What do we do?
Because if I have to eat it.
We make products that are created in small batches with the best ingredients and lots of love. We appreciate your business. Thank you for supporting us. Delight Naturals. That's it. Samantha, she looks like an honest person. She's putting it on her wrist. I don't think it's real. Does it smell like bacon?
Kinda.
I don't think it's real. Want me to look it up? Oh, she's doing it. Okay. Oh. So what does it taste like?
Look.
Well, we know there's a Kleenex box behind you. One of several in here. It doesn't taste like bacon?
No.
Well, you haven't had bacon in a long time. How do you even know what it tastes like?
I've had fake bacon.
That's probably fake bacon right there. Wasn't good, huh?
Not quite my cup of tea.
Okay. So I got one for Mark, and it was dill pickle because he hates pickles, but I didn't tell him. I put it on my lips. It smelled just like a dill pickle. And then I kissed him. Oh, man. He kind of looked like you just looked. Yeah. Yeah. Let me smell the bacon. All right. We're going to. All right. So this is Delight Well, Delight Naturals ingredients: beeswax, olive oil.
Tastes like old wax.
Coconut oil, salt, flavor esters, sunflower or soy oil, and the coconut oil and the beeswax are organic.
So there's no bacon in it.
Oh, it doesn't.
Hold it in. Whew. Don't let it out. That'll wake you up from a coma.
I don't know. Yeah, there's something wrong in there. You're keeping it.
It was such a nice idea to give it to me.
Oh, I thought it would be really funny, and it was. It's worth it. It's worth it. Oh, okay.
The bag is pretty.
So if you're interested, you can go to the website, because the dill pickle one is really good, and they have others. They have pizza. It's fun for a joke. It's called Delight Naturals.
I try the pizza.
You try the pizza?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get some pizza. All right.
So what are you girded with today?
I'm girded with life hacks.
Aha.
Rainymood.com, or you can go on your app store and your phone, or Play Store, whatever, depending on your phone. You still taste bacon? Do you? You want to go to the ladies' room?
I'm fine.
So rainymood.com is a website, and like I said, it's also an app that makes a sound like it's raining outside. Now, I know there are other apps that do that. It's amazing, it says, if you need to concentrate on studying. So I thought, I wonder why this one is different. It's, you know, amazing.
Yeah.
So I downloaded it because I've listened to rain on my phone at night. And
yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I need to actually tape it to the window because I can tell it's coming from the bedside stand. So I thought, well, what's different about this?
This sounds more like a tornado dancing.
And I thought, that's not much different. And then they have a thunder one.
I like the thunder.
But the one I liked the best. The birds.
That is so sweet.
So this rainy mood, I will tell you, they have it. This was a free one. You only get rain, thunder, and birds. You can get an advanced one that's $2.99. I didn't do that. But the rain on this doesn't sound much different than rain on any other free app that I've had.
Not really.
But the birds are nice.
The birds, that was cute.
I like the birds.
Yeah.
So I still will say, if you're laying in bed and you're listening to these, put the phone on your window. Otherwise.
Not outside the window.
No. So I'm going to remove this and delete this app because I don't like it. So that's my first life hack.
Okay. I have what could be assumed to be more true or false. But I won't do true or false with all of them. I'll just kind of squeeze it around so it sounds like a regular fact.
Okay.
Or maybe not.
Okay. Oh, do I have to guess?
And some of them. Okay. Why not?
All right.
You probably wouldn't know this one. In what year did the ball lowering celebration in Times Square first take place?
1962.
No, you wouldn't know that one. It's before your time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
When?
1907.
1907? How did they do it?
With a crane? I wasn't there.
Maybe with a crane? Did they have cranes then?
Oh, I'm sure.
They probably had a crane.
Yeah. They were building skyscrapers by then, weren't they?
I wasn't there. I don't know. Seems so far away.
1907.
So far away. Oh, my goodness.
So almost 100 years ago. More than 100 years ago.
More than 100 years ago. Wait a minute. Yes.
This is 25.
Yes.
I'm not getting used to 26.
And it's going to be 26.
I don't like 26.
And I have to let people know quickly, and it might be too late. If you go to Marshall's and you need something for a baby that's going to be born in 2026, they have the softest blankets that say born in 2026.
Aww.
And they have a teddy bear, soft, fluffy, nice teddy bear that has a sweater on. And it says born in 2000. Did I say 1926?
Yeah.
2026. And I have to tell you, there's only two blankets left. And there's only one teddy bear left. So if you want that, you better hustle.
If you're preggy.
And go to Marshall's.
Yeah.
Or if you need a gift.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. The easiest homemade pizza dough.
Yeah.
1 cup of Greek yogurt. And 1 cup of self-rising flour. That's it.
Greek yogurt?
Yeah. You just mix it with the flour and you make pizza dough.
Huh. Huh.
Huh. I know. Huh. I'm going to try it because
okay.
I have a pizza stone that I bought this past summer.
Got to try
it out.
And
I'm going to try it out.
All right.
Well, I have tried it out, but I bought the dough. I'm a cheater. Yeah.
How much confetti drops in Times Square on New Year's Eve?
In pounds, you mean?
I'm not saying.
I'll say pounds or bags or confetti's light. So 500 pounds.
More than a ton.
What?
More than a ton. Look, think how big Times Square is.
I know, but confetti doesn't weigh anything. I mean, little tiny flakes of things.
Right. So guess how much there is.
More than a ton.
Yeah.
And they have to clean that up.
Quickly, too.
They do. They clean it up quickly. What if it was raining? Oh, gosh. Oh, that would be. Would you ever go? Did you ever think to go there?
I've been in Times Square.
For New Year's?
No.
You ever see the crowd at New Year's?
I've watched it on TV.
Close-up camera stuff?
Yeah.
Would you want to be there?
No.
Me either.
Because you wouldn't be able to breathe.
No.
You wouldn't be able to move.
Do you know that there are people that wear diapers or Depends or something like that because they can't get out of there to go to the bathroom?
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. In what country? Is it a tradition to jump off a chair at midnight on New Year's Eve?
That is in Spain.
Oh.
I'm trying.
Denmark. I don't know why. I don't know what the history of it is, but they
All
jump
right.
off the chair.
For those of you that are looking it up right now, you can let us know because we're
Come
not going to look.
Please let us know.
Email us.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And we will get back to you. Beb will get back to you.
Yes.
It goes to her. She sends
yes.
it to me. You know, we have a lot of emails that we have to go through, so we just don't want you to think that, you know, we're ignoring you. It takes time to respond to everybody. And we respond to everybody.
Yes, we do.
Every single person.
Almost.
Almost.
If you're spam, we will not contact you.
Nutella.
Contact.
Do you like Nutella?
I do.
Nutella cookies.
Mm.
1 cup of Nutella, 1 whole egg, 1 cup of flour. That's it.
I thought you were going to say one piece of pizza dough.
No. Bake for 6 to 8 minutes at 350 degrees, and you have made Nutella cookies with no problem. I love this stuff.
That sounds easy, man.
Yeah. I don't like Nutella, but I would buy that, and I would make the cookie, and I would
Give
bring
it away.
Them to church for fellowship after church.
There
we,
you go.
We eat after church. We just, you know, we eat snacks.
It makes you hungry.
Cookies and things. Oh, we got a pie maker in our church. Oh, let me tell you something. She is the best baker.
I don't know. I know a guy who does pies.
Really?
They are absolutely fabulous.
I don't know.
We'll have to get them together.
Everything she makes is really good. And she's so humble. She says, I just follow
the
recipe.
He's not humble.
No.
No. So we'll leave him alone.
Okay.
In 46 BC, which Roman leader made January 1 New Year's Day?
In 46 BC?
Mm-hmm.
BC?
Mm-hmm.
46 BC. So.
Just take a wild guess.
Herod. No, not Herod. It wouldn't have been Herod.
No.
Roman
leader.
Caesar.
Yes.
Julius. He did, huh?
He did it. Oh, I got to tell you this one. Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Drops a giant chocolate kiss at midnight.
Oh, that's great.
And in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, drops a peach.
Oh, that's really great. I love that.
I want to see where that kiss is.
Mm. I love that. I know. I wonder if it's real. I bet it is real. Because Hershey does things big. I mean, they're not going to drop a fake one. They're going to make a big one.
I was thinking if they drop little kisses all over the place, people are going to get hurt.
So what would Massachusetts drop? Beans. Baked beans.
Probably.
Isn't that what we're famous for?
You are famous for, yeah.
Baked beans?
I mean, I know I'm not from Massachusetts, but I still feel like an outsider.
Do you?
Sometimes, yeah.
But you live here. Do you eat baked beans?
Yeah.
Do you like them thin or thick?
Thick.
I like them thick.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm sorry, but I like them with bacon on them. Yeah. Yeah. So, use lollipops to stir mixed drinks to give them extra flavor.
Ooh.
Now, that's an idea.
I like that.
So, I know that New Year's Eve was last night. I know it's New Year's Day. But if New Year's Day you're celebrating and you're having company and you're having drinks, run to the store and get some lollipops.
Yeah.
That would be really clever, and I think everyone would enjoy that.
And you can get the thin ones, and you can get the big round ones with the chocolate in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tootsie Pops. Love them. What flavor do you like?
Chocolate.
I do, too. Do you eat the cherry ones, too? They still have the chocolate inside.
They do?
Yes.
Oh.
It's the cherry outside. It's always the Tootsie Roll inside.
Oh.
Always the Tootsie Roll. Oh.
Hershey. Hershey.
You got Hershey again?
No, but I'm just thinking chocolate.
Yep. So Hershey has their streetlights that are shaped like Hershey Kisses. And the town smells like chocolate. I don't know how they do that. They must pump it out of the factory. And we went there, and when you go into the Hershey Museum and gift shop and all that, you can actually make yourself a candy bar.
Cool.
You go to a kiosk and you put in information. You put in what you would like, dark chocolate or milk chocolate, if you'd like toffee bits, if you'd like nuts, if you'd like, and you fill it all out. And then you go over to this big, long conveyor belt, and it makes it automatically. You have your name comes up, and you watch it go through, and all the things are added to it, and it's put in a tin with your name on it.
Oh, my God.
And I still have it in my refrigerator, and I probably did that.
You never ate it?
12 years ago. It's still in there. I never ate it. I just loved it. I thought it was so cool. I should eat it.
Would it still be good?
12 years? It's got to be 10 or 12. Yeah.
They say chocolate doesn't go bad, but I don't believe that.
I think sometimes when you refrigerate it, it turns this white. I don't know if it's mold, but it turns like that chalky white on the sides.
You got a dog or a cat around?
I don't.
Well, you can't give them chocolate anyway.
No.
That's true. Okay.
I just leave it there.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
When did the practice of making New Year's resolutions start?
Well, let's see. You said Caesar did that when?
46 B.C.
46 B.C., so I'll take a guess and say 1856.
4,000 years ago with the ancient Babylonians.
Oh,
they
man.
Beat us to it.
Really?
You know what country makes the champagne that we drink?
It's French, France.
Yes.
Is that another true or false?
But I didn't want to do that one because I knew you knew.
Oh, yeah, France.
Okay.
Yeah. Not that I know anything about wine, but it's France.
Did you ever have champagne?
I have. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either.
I like sparkling cider better.
Good choice.
Yeah. No, I don't like champagne. If you have just eaten a hot pepper or any other spicy food, eat some yogurt. The relief comes immediately,
It
works better than bread or milk.
It's the milky part of it.
So that makes me want to eat something spicy.
And then give it a try.
And give it a try.
Okay.
All right.
I want to be there when I see that. What object is baked into a New Year's cake to bring good luck?
Oh, I'm thinking of the king cake, but that's New Orleans, and that's something different. They put the little baby inside. It's a coin.
Very good. Oh, how did you know that?
It just came in my head. It's a coin. But I know when they do Mardi Gras, they bake a king cake, and the frosting on the king cake is, I think, yellow and green. And inside the king cake, there's a little tiny plastic baby. And I don't know where that tradition came from.
The birth of the new year.
I don't know. It's a little naked baby.
Yum. Chop.
Paint some clothes on it or something. It's plastic.
Put a little diaper on it.
Put a little something. Even if you paint it, just paint an outfit on it.
Can you tell the eyes and the nose? And
no, it's all skin color.
Oh.
So it's kind of all.
Oh, that would be kind of creepy.
Hey, get this. Simply touching money has been proven to reduce physical and emotional pain.
Oh, I'm going to find some somewhere. I'll keep it in my pocket.
And just touch it.
That's money. That's real money.
I wonder if that's really true.
Cleaning out my husband's den, I will say, I have found lots of coins and stuff. So I'm thinking,
You want someone to look at those, right? Or you're just going to hold them?
No,
and touch
I'm just going to hold them, and I'm going to keep looking and see how many I find.
Coins, like coins you think might be valuable?
No.
Oh.
Coins like he had in his pocket or something.
I see. So you can touch that, and it's supposed to make you reduce your physical and emotional pain.
I'm in such pain. I need some money.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Send us some money.
To the doctor.
Send us some money.
A financier. Okay. An Irish tradition on New Year's Eve is to add what to the table to pay tribute to loved ones who have passed away during the year?
A red rose.
That's nice, but no.
An empty glass.
Closer.
An empty seat.
Very warm.
You put it on the top of the table?
An extra place setting. So it's as if somebody's going to walk in and...
Makes me think of a seance.
Ooh. I love it when we're in sync.
What's the movie that Whoopi Goldberg was in, and she played this person who did a séance in the was it Ghost? I think it's Ghost. She does a séance. It's all set up and it's all fake. It's really funny.
Okay.
At a restaurant, you'll never go wrong ordering the chef's favorite dish.
Say that again.
At a restaurant, you will never go wrong ordering the chef's favorite dish. So if you have a menu and it says chef's favorite dish, it says order it.
It's probably the most expensive one, too.
Maybe. Maybe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good tip.
Mm-hmm.
In what 2 years did the Times Square ball not drop?
What, 2 years?
2 years.
Did it not drop?
Did not drop.
So I would think that it would be 2000, and the other year would be D-Day. Those are good guesses. Don't shake your head at me. Those are really good guesses because I'm thinking about COVID.
Well, it was not COVID.
Was it after Kennedy got assassinated?
1942 and 1943 because of World War II light restrictions.
Oh.
They were afraid we'd be bombed.
Yes. You know, the old GE buildings on upper or lower Tyler Street, they painted all the windows black during the war. Because they made something for the bombs or the planes, or I want to say Transformers, but I don't know if that's right.
Okay.
And they didn't want the enemy to see the plant,
right.
See all the lights in the plant, so they painted all the windows black, and they stayed like that. I think once in a while, maybe somebody was inside and scraped it off after the war was over. But they didn't scrape it all off. They didn't scrape it all off.
They didn't?
No.
You mean there's still windows there that are black? Or there were because places
being dismantled. I don't know if those buildings are still there or not.
A lot of them are dismantled.
They've torn them down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll have to look next time I drive by.
Okay.
Honey.
Hi, sweetie.
When mixed with vinegar and water,
ooh.
Can remove worms and other parasites in your body.
Ooh. Ooh.
Honey, vinegar, and water you drink.
That sounds like it came from the Pioneer Day kind
yeah.
of thing.
How do you know if you have worms or parasites in your body? Oh, that just grosses me out.
Oh, my God. Can we move on?
Yeah, we will. All right.
All right. Let's see. In 1904, which newspaper sponsored the first New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square?
New York Times.
I shouldn't have even bothered with that one.
Do another.
What are triangles on the Times Square ball made of?
Oh.
Maybe.
Oh, gosh. They're made of glass, aluminum.
No.
Steel.
No.
Solar panels.
No.
Gold.
No.
Styrofoam.
No. You want to keep going?
No.
Waterford crystals.
Yes. Yes.
You knew that.
I said glass, so it's close.
Yes.
But I did learn that, and I thought, what?
That's okay.
What?
We'll leave you.
Why?
Why Waterford crystals?
Yeah.
Because they're beautiful.
They are beautiful.
And they emit light.
Did they save the ball?
They reflect light, I should say.
Did they store the ball somewhere?
I don't know.
Huh.
Like, can you store a Hershey Kiss?
I don't think so. Not in my life. I would eat it. I would think they would have to store it. I wouldn't think they would make another. I hate to have that thing fall. That'd be a mess.
Cuss.
Oh, that'd be a mess. So to make a BLT, we'll leave the bacon out for you.
Okay.
We'll do you like avocados?
I love avocados.
You're going to make an ALT.
Okay.
You're going to make an ALT. For any toasty sandwich, place 2 slices of bread in a single toaster slot. This way, the bread gets toasty on the outside, but stays soft and chewy on the inside.
Every time that I hear that, I say I'm going to try it, and then I forget.
Me too.
If I want to try it.
I forget too. And I've also heard if you want to make a grilled cheese sandwich, you put the cheese on the bread, put your toaster on its side.
Yeah.
Slide it into the slot.
Yeah.
And it will melt the cheese on one side and toast the bread on the other side. And then I guess you'd probably put another piece of bread in the other slot too, so that's getting toasted as well. Then you put it together. Isn't that a great idea?
I think it's wonderful.
And I forget too. I know.
Keep that.
You need to. I want everyone to know that there's when we leave here, we don't usually remember what we talked about.
So forgive us if we, you know.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR
so
FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sondrini.com.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
So you get free college, except not if you already have a bachelor's.
I guess is what it said. Sounds that way to me.
Well, I'm out of luck then.
Okay. Okay, so I looked up Delight Naturals, where we got the bacon chapstick.
Ah.
There's no bacon in it.
Okay.
It's a smoky bacon flavor that they create. So I just thought I'd let you know that so that you're, you know, you still have it on your lips. I know you wiped it off, but.
I'm still got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the second half of our show. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And you're listening to
Stuff.
And Bev has true or false to share with us on the second half of our show. And Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes. The Great Barrier Reef is the largest living structure on Earth, is number one.
Who is that? Who are you?
The Sahara is the largest desert on Earth. That's number two. And number three, the chemical symbol for gold, AU, is derived from the Latin word for shining.
Those are tough. Those are tough.
I don't know who that was.
Somebody
let her in.
It was presented well. They let her in. I think we need to let her out.
Yep.
Okay.
On your way.
I met a girl the last couple
that
days.
Sounds like a song.
Oh, it did. Yeah, it does. She can do so many accents. Not accents. What, I've never seen anybody do this.
Dialects.
What she does is she will speak Italian, but and not speaking any correct words. So she does the accent in Italian, and all the words sound like Italian.
But they're not.
They're not. They're not American words either. They're not English. So you swear she's speaking Italian. She does it with French. She did German. It was the most amazing thing. And I wasn't sitting next to her. I was sitting across from her. I wish I had sat next to her because I really wanted to hear it. The words sound like they're real, but they're not.
You can do it.
No. No, I can do an accent. I'm coming to see you. I can do an accent.
Yeah.
I'm coming to your house to see you. But she does it so it sounds like Italian.
I thought you could do that too.
No.
Oh.
No. I can't.
Okay.
It's. Does anybody else know anybody that can do that? If you do, email us and tell us. I'd love to invite them on our show. Maybe I should just call this girl. She's local.
There you go.
I'll be doing a shout out. Bernadette, if you listen to our show, I'm talking about you.
What do the Scottish call New Year's Eve?
Getting older day.
I don't know what this means. Hogmanay. H-O-G-M-A-N-A-Y.
Hog nanny?
Yeah.
Sounds like a movie. Doesn't it? Hog nanny.
All right, this is better. True or false?
Yes.
As far as the New Year's Eve plans go, more people choose to go out than stay home. Answer. You'd say false.
I'd say false.
According to a civic science poll, 53% of people stay at home with their families.
53%. Wow. That's almost 50-50.
In Italy, what color underwear do people wear on New Year's Eve to bring luck and love?
I don't even want to guess.
Red.
Red. So, in Italy, they wear red underwear on New Year's Eve.
Yep.
When was that?
It didn't
say when. Is
there
a date
when
it started?
It didn't say when.
I don't think I even own any red.
Oh, every woman should have red something.
You know. Come on, really?
Oh, well.
I had all that stuff, and I remember getting rid of all that stuff way past the years that I should have gotten rid of all that stuff, thinking, why am I keeping all this stuff?
Did you ever have any you could eat?
Okay, we won't go there. We will not go there. All right. Hate that dust in the last couple of bowls of cereal?
Oh, I know what they're meaning.
Hate that dust in the last, you mean in the box?
Yeah.
Oh, and then it goes into your bowl.
Yeah.
If you're almost out.
Right.
You know what it tells you to do?
What?
Put it in a strainer and shake it. And all the dust will come out of the strainer and leave you with your cereal. A colander.
I eat the dust.
You eat the dust?
Yeah. It's still the cereal.
Yeah, I guess maybe some people don't. I don't get dust. I eat grape nuts. I don't think there's dust. I don't know if there's dust. I'm not a cereal either.
And they have lots of
dust. Is there dust?
Yeah.
Well, so let's just say, eat the dust. Eat my dust.
Eat my dust.
Eat my dust. That's called dead air right
after
there.
After Russians write down their New Year's wish on a piece of paper, what do they do with it?
Would you repeat that for me?
When Russians write down their New Year's wish on a piece of paper, what do they do with it?
The Russians take the paper and they give it to someone else so that they will be accountable.
They burn it.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
I just didn't think that would be logical.
But you didn't say that.
Oh, no, I didn't. I don't know how to do Russian.
So we can't even consider that anymore.
That sounds like a combination of Russian and German.
I know. I'm getting all kinds
of... It's okay.
All right.
Caramel apple slices.
Yum.
Yum. Hollow out half an apple. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. Pour caramel in it, let it harden in the freezer, and then cut it into slices.
How easy is that?
That is so cool.
Do you peel them first? Or
so
do you not
I don't
peel
think
them?
So. You just cut the apple in half, hollow it out.
There was a great big thing going on when I was a kid. Some people said you can't eat the apple peelings because they're poison.
Really?
Yeah. And I know that there's cyanide in the seeds.
Right.
But who eats the seeds?
Right. Don't eat the seeds. I wonder how many seeds you have to eat.
Probably quite a few.
Why would you eat an apple seed?
Because somebody dared you.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Wouldn't work.
I wouldn't want one.
Okay.
But this is a very cool idea. And I can tell you, Mrs. Richardson's caramel topping in a jar.
You've told me about
is
her.
So good. It's so good. Oh, it's good.
She's salivating so over good. Here.
I like that idea about the caramel apple.
Give it a try.
Did you ever eat the apples with the red, what were they called? Candied apples? What, they dip it in the red, hard, and it gets hard?
It gets very hard.
I never liked those, did you?
I think I tried one or two, but not as a regular go-to.
They're hard to eat because it's hard to bite into.
They make me think of those Red Hots.
Oh, yeah.
Those are hard to eat.
Those are hard to eat. Eating bananas. Oh, my gosh. This is so stupid.
What about it?
Eating bananas at the time of conception increases the chances of having a baby boy. That's an interesting concept. It's an interesting...
Oh, my mind just went someplace.
I know it did.
Really shouldn't have been.
I know exactly where it went. But how can you, if you have conceived, it's already determined whether it's a boy or a girl. So eating a banana after you've conceived...
Actually...
Oh.
I think that's not 100% true.
No.
I don't think it's immediately...
Really?
Because of the cells...
Really?
Cells going.
So this, I don't think is true anyway. I don't think eating a banana
will help anything.
Yeah, that's like if you want your child to have red hair. Do you eat strawberries when you conceive? I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
What famous action did Abraham Lincoln take on January 1863?
A famous action. He freed the slaves.
Very good. He issued the Emancipation Proclamation, which declared that all people held as slaves within the rebellious states are, and henceforward, shall be free.
Amen to that.
That's, I'm getting shivers.
Yeah. Are you getting shivers? Well, it's a good thing.
Oh, this is what I wanted to ask. Do you know how much a Times Square ball weighs?
Well, let's see. It's crystal. The confetti was a ton, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the ball weighs... 10,000 pounds.
Close.
How close was I?
11,875.
Ooh.
That close.
I bet they keep it. I do. I think they store it somewhere.
Yeah.
I think the taxpayers of New York pay for storage for the ball. If someone's battling you for an armrest, like on a plane.
Yeah.
I don't think so much in a movie theater anymore, but on a plane, cough into your arm.
Oh.
And then put it back. Enjoy your new armrest. That's good. That's a good, you know, there's ways to not have anybody sit next to you in a plane if the flight's not full. You can... Hack and hack. Cough and cough and cough. Blow your nose a lot. Drool.
Okay. I can drool.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
That felt good.
Yeah. It was a good laugh.
Which round treat do the Dutch eat on New Year's?
round treat do the Dutch eat? It's a round treat, and it's Dutch, and it's a round treat. So it's a donut.
How did you do that?
I don't know.
It's called oliebollen, and then it's a donut, and it's the version of a donut without the hole.
So it's like Dunkin' Donuts, Boston cream donut with the chocolate on the top that has gotten smaller. Has anyone ever noticed? Has anyone else noticed that some of the Dunkin' Donuts donuts have gotten smaller?
Have they really?
Yes, they have.
Uh-huh.
Boston cream donut, the best donut ever. And you got to get a coffee with it. You have to get a coffee. And don't put sugar in your coffee, because there's sugar in the donut. If you take a bite of donut and a sip of coffee, you don't even know you don't have any sugar in your coffee. Or if you take a sip of coffee and then a bite of donut, you can do it backwards, too.
Yeah, but you probably would dribble.
Maybe. Oh, it's such a good thing.
All right.
Shake a can of mixed nuts before you eat them. The larger ones will always rise to the top.
I prefer the smaller ones.
I do too. I don't like those big white ones. What are those? Brazil nuts or not cashews? I like cashews.
The ones that you can't eat.
It's the big ones. They're just big. They're the biggest white one.
I know what you're talking about, but they're like wood.
Yeah, I don't like them. No, I don't like them.
Okay. In the show, Friends, who tries and fails to get kissed at midnight on New Year's Eve? You watch that show, right?
I did watch it. Phoebe.
Nope, Joey.
It's Joey. That I thought of Joey, but he's a player. And I thought if he's a player, he probably got kissed.
The one with the monkey is the name of the show.
Oh, really?
If I'd said that, you would have gotten it immediately.
I don't know. I don't remember a monkey.
Oh.
I don't.
You don't remember the monkey?
I don't.
Oh, my God.
Was that New Year's Eve?
They had so many problems with that monkey.
And it was only one episode?
No, it was. They gave it to him as a pet. That was his pet. And he was on the show. It looked like they were getting along great and everything else. But actually, behind the show, they would bite you or something.
I don't remember the monkey at all. Maybe that's when I stopped watching Friends. I got busy. If you're a vegetarian, don't try and make your pets vegetarians too.
Oh,
it
God,
can
no.
kill them.
Yeah,
they need the meat.
I would never try to do that.
Well, there you go.
Except for my birds.
Well, birds don't eat meat, do they?
Not that I know of.
No.
Not the kind that I have.
No. I wouldn't think. I never saw a bird walking around with a turkey leg in its beak.
Actually, if you're thinking about it, condors and...
They eat meat?
Yeah.
Do they? But they eat that naturally, right?
Hawks.
Oh, you're right.
Owls might.
Oh, what are the blackbirds that eat stuff in the road? They're ravens. Do ravens eat meat?
I would think so, but I'm not an expert.
Do pigeons eat meat?
I would say no.
I guess you could just picture something on the road that has been hit, and what kind of birds are on it. They eat meat.
Crows?
Ooh. Speaking of meat, extra bacon and extra cheese is free of charge with the order of a bacon cheeseburger at Five Guys.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's why people like Five Guys, because you can get like a pound of bacon or a pound of cheese on your quarter pound burger that's all flat like a piece of paper.
Do you really need that much?
Do you like Five Guys? Oh, of course not.
Okay.
I think I've been there one time, maybe.
What about the Great Barrier Reef being the largest living structure on Earth?
I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know.
What
guess.
About the Sahara being the largest
I
desert?
I think the
Gobi?
Gobi Desert is the largest.
Chemical symbol for gold, AU, is derived from the Latin word for shining.
I think that's true.
Well.
So I think Sahara is false, so Barrier Reef, was there one false?
Two true, one false.
I don't think the Sahara is the largest desert.
The Sahara is not the largest desert, but the Antarctica is.
The Antarctica?
It's considered a desert.
Antarctica?
Yeah.
I thought the desert was a place where there's no water.
No.
Just that it's dry. Antarctica could be dry.
Sahara, the Gobi is rocky as far as I know. I may be wrong, but it's not as big as the Sahara.
All right. So I was right with the true and false, because I thought that was false.
Right.
But I don't know.
The Great Barrier Reef
is
the largest living structure on Earth. And the chemical symbol for gold?
Means shiny. AU.
True. Yep.
Got it.
Phew.
Where is the Great Barrier Reef?
Underwater.
Okay. Well, that's our show for today. Hey, we want to wish everyone a happy new year. Continue to tune in and email us if you would like at
stuffingforus@gmail.com. The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.